Paul, welcome back to the Coach Paul Thomas Show. Jay Nauer here with us, with you here, and we have a game that we won last week in a very impressive fashion, and now we're going to be playing, looks like, a very impressive team. Wellington Napoleon beat Lone Jack 58-19 last week, so they had their own impressive victory as well. And Coach, I know from our experience, at least broadcasting and watching Wellington Napoleon, they usually bring a very balanced passing attack, usually working out of the spread offense, and there's a lot of things to look for when preparing for Wellington Napoleon here.
Yeah, there really is, and I know Coach Bainbridge pretty well, and you know he does a great job over there. His kids are, you know, always well coached and disciplined. And, you know, it'll be a great challenge for the kids to go over and play at Wellington Napoleon. You know, there's going to be a balanced offense, so the quarterback's a good runner and a good thrower. You know, he's got some weapons to go along with him, and you know, we'll have our hands full defensively. And, you know, then offensively, you know, their defense, they're out to 4-4 front. They fly around in football, and they got some big defensive linemen, and it'll be a challenge for us offensively.
Well, with the running balance attack and defensively, it sounds like they were shored up fairly well there, as along the Lone Jack only to 19 points as well, Coach. As far as your preparation for West Platte, just speaking in generalities, in preparation this week, what things did you highlight to prepare your team for this team?
Well, we definitely looked at your quarterback, you know, defensively. You know, he's a dangerous kid that can run and throw. You know, he's dangerous. He really is. You know, we'll have to contain him. And, you know, offensively, you know, we're going to have to be able to do what we did last week. That's put off football and make sure we're doing our assignments well and get after their front four. And, you know, like I said, they've got a big front four. You know, we're going to have to get to them and get to the second level, get to their back. You know, we're going to kind of do what we do. I mean, we don't like to run the football, and you know, that's what we're going to try to do. So, you know, it's going to be an exciting football game, and you know, one that people want to travel and watch the high school football game. I think it'll be a good game.
Well, I think it looks like, on paper at least, an evenly matched type of situation here, and certainly if we had a challenge last week, looks like we've got a challenge coming up again. Once again this week. Coach, I just wanted to highlight a little bit. People don't understand totally what it takes to prepare a team for a road game like this, so maybe you can explain a little bit of the preparations in getting ready for a road trip. One of the significant is this one, where you're traveling 70 to 90 miles away.
Yeah, well, part of it, you know, you just got to have your kids focused, but, you know, it all starts basically, you know, on the weekend when we all start watching film and game plan type of stuff, and then Monday we implement our game plan both offensively and defensively, and then Tuesday and Wednesday, you know, we're implementing even more and fine tuning everything. And then Thursday, you know, it's just kind of like a walkthrough type deal, and you know, basically on Thursday night, Hayes and the barn, and you know, that's where all the young kids at Hayes and the barn, and you know, still play the football game Friday night. You know, get on the bus before. You know, it's a business trip, you know. I mean, get on there focused, you know, be ready to go, get off the bus, you know, let's be ready to play. So, you know, that's kind of what we go through, a lot of preparation, you know, on top of what the kids do with their schoolwork and all that kind of stuff, too. You know, that's, you know, it's you know, they got to be focused through all that.
Yeah, absolutely. We want to make certainly good citizens out of these young men as well. No question about it, Coach.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I might give you a little surprise question. I promised I wouldn't do that, I think, but I just wanted to let everybody know we haven't had a chance to talk to you on a program yet, but maybe talk a little bit about your background. We had a great talk about this between us ourselves here a week ago, Coach, but might explain your 32 years experience in coaching. It's been very impressive, folks. You need to, I mean, what Coach Thomas has done over 32 years. So, Coach, you might explain what, maybe in a nutshell, how you can explain what you've done the last 32 years.
Well, you know, coaching-wise, you know, I kind of cut my teeth when I played, anyway, at Hannibal High School. And, you know, experience there. From there, I went to Texas for a couple of years and came back and was a grad student at Southwest Missouri State for a year. And then went on to Hanborn. Was lucky enough, age 27, to become a head coach there at Hanborn High School in my hometown for 7 years. And that was just a great experience for me. And I had a lot of good seasons. A lot of good things. My wife ended up taking her child to Texas. We moved back to Texas. Moved back to Texas for 3 years. I coached down there for a legendary coach, Emory Ballard's son, down there at Magnolia High School in Texas. And ended up coming back to Marshall and coaching there for 10 years. Went to the playoffs, quarterfinals, won three conference championships in the NCMC. That's my own team, Hamill High School. Had a great experience there, and then went to Marceline. And close 4 years, went to the Dome my fourth year there. Actually, thought maybe Coach Dan and I were going to play against each other his first year in the semifinals, but they ended up losing to Penny M. That didn't work out, so I didn't play Penny. But anyway, after that year, ended up being inducted into the Missouri Football Association Hall of Fame. And went to Warsaw for 3 years. Lucky enough to come to West Platte. You know, West Platte Blue Jay. Very, very honored to get West Platte Blue Jay.
Well, Coach, it's only fitting, we believe, certainly, to have a I believe this program here has a legend to it, and a lot of stories that go back way. My father played for the Blue Jays back in the 30s, and of course I played in the 70s. But we're very with your experience, certainly. We look forward to have coaching many games here for the West Platte Blue Jays. Coach, thanks again for working with us to do the first show. We look forward to talking to you next week on your show next week.
Well, I tell you what, Jay, it's been a privilege, and I look forward to working with you. I really do.